Rechnisch was Avi Murray, Achav bin Yisrael Pritha, Rechnisch was Daniel Shein, Vesu Yishua Falak, Fu Shleim, Shlom Zalman Ben Resia. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, today we're starting a new topic, meaning a new section in Taruvus, about Tamke Iker. It's a whole bunch of shiurim. I think some around the time we finished Tamachida, so we have our first Bechina. We'll let everyone know, don't worry. It's, okay. And good morning, Rav Yosef Wiles. Nice to see you. And, good
morning, Rav.
Okay. So it's packet four. Yeah. Everyone have packet four? Okay, the story is as I. Okay, so in halacha we have a concept of tam ki iker, which means that if a person tastes Macholas Asuras, even though he didn't taste the Be'en. For example, like the case we gave yesterday, you have a potato in the pot together with a piece of meat, a kazayas of a potato and a kazayas of a piece of meat. And then you cook the two together. And then you don't eat the piece of meat, you just eat the potato. So the concept of Tam Ki Iker says that if you eat the potato, even though you're not eating the piece of meat at all, you totally did not eat it at all, but you ate the potato, that since the two things were cooked together, so the tam of the meat is nichnas into the potato, because there's no shishim here, there's no shishim, it's one-to-one, it's not nearly any shishim b'chlal. So therefore, when you eat the potato, it's like eating the meat. Tam ki iker. Eating the tam is the same as eating the ikr. In other words, just if I would eat a piece of meat, then I would be violating an isser. And the tam kikr is deraisa, means I was violating an isser deraisa. So here, I didn't even eat the meat. I ate the potato. That's considered like eating the meat. And according to the opinion that tam kikr is deraisa, I violated an isser deraisa. And until I have shishim, I violate the iser, the raisa of tam ki iker. We'll see. There's some shitas that hold that the concept of tam ki iker is only the rabbana. But that is the concept of tam ki iker, and this is the, you know, one of the most important yisodos. And you know, we were doing, you know, first we started off bidul chabetrei, then Yedias HaTarovas, Adikara Isser, and all these things. And now, this is another important Yisod. That's why I say that we're doing all the Yisodas of Yerdeya is in these Yisodas and Taruvas. So let's see, where if you want to say that this is a Dindaraisa, so where does it say in the Chumash that Tam Ki Iker is Daraisa? So there are a couple of psukim that Chazal understood that these psukim imply that Tam Ki Iker is Daraisa. And again, Tam Ki Iker is a whole series of shiurim that you're going to get the whole Havana of Tam Ki Iker. So it takes a little time, but we'll go step by step until we get everything to understand it. Because without understanding Tam Ki Iker properly, then you will never understand any of the fundamental ideas of your day. So the Torah says in Parshas Noso, "Vidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Ben Yisrael Matar Lehem, Isho Isho Ki Yafli Lidor Neder Nozir LaHazir LaHashem." The person took a neder of to be a nozir. So the Gemara says, so he can't have yayin, he can't have all types of yayins of sorts. So what is Mishras Anovim? So Mishras Anovim says Rashi, Mishras Loshon Sevilla. Let's see the Leket Boyer. The Leket Boyer was a bus driver, truck driver, bus driver in Williamsburg. And he wrote this Chumash with this Perish Leket Boyer. So that's the Chumash I like using. All my Chumash here, the Chumash I use always is the Leket Boyer Chumash. And the Perish, it's a very good Perish at Rashi. So he says, Perish Loshon Tvila, Loshon Arami, Vitova Hakoi Etzbo, Taguminim, Vizaba Kahana Etzbo, Ikloma, Koldover Machal, Hanitbo, Bemei Anovim. There's Mr. Sushim Dover, Shashar Shoshara. You soak something. Mishras means you soaked something. So in other words, say you have you have a pot of grape juice, of wine, and you take a piece of bread and you soak it in the grape juice. And then you just eat the bread. So that's the same idea, that you can have the tam of the yayin in the bread. And therefore, if a nazir does that, if a nazir just eats the bread. Bread, a nazir's not eat bread. But if the bread was soaked in the wine, so the tam of the wine infiltrates into the bread. And therefore, you violate, the nazir will violate this lav of Mishras Anovim Lo Yishtak. That's one source. And that's here. That's brought in the Gemara Pesachim on page 3 of Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Avavol, Amar Yochanan, Chol Yisum, Shabbatar, Ein Hetem, Tzavim, Chum Yisum, Zorin, Zorin, Amar Torah Mishras. Mishras. And then you have another Gemara. Right. So you're right. Excellent. So if you look in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, page 4, the Gemara says, Hi, Mishras, Halahu, Melech, Tanya, Mishras, Litain, Tam Keiker. Shimshara, Anovim, Bamayim, Yesh Mem Tam. Yain Chayev. So that's the Tam Keiker. You're right. That halacha is really a different halacha, but this is the din of Tam Keiker. Now take a look in Parshas Matos on page 6. Achas as Rosa, as a Kesef, as a Koshus, as a Bazas, a Bill, as a Forest, called over Shevo Beish, Tavir Beish, Betoy Ahmedidis Chata, Kolash and Loyevo Beish, Tavir Bamayim. In other words, this is a din of Hechsher Kalim. So why do you have to be Machsher Kalim? The answer is, you have to be Machsher Kalim. Here it's talking about the Malacha, the Muhammad with Midian. And Klal Yisrael had the Muhammad with Midian, and they conquered their utensils. So they got all the treif pots and all the treif forks and all the treif. So now they're going to use it. So the Torah says if they want to use it, they have to kasher it. Why? Because if they don't kasher it, then the tam from the pot is going to go into the kosher food and the as of the kosher food. So the whole concept of requiring hechsher kalim is based on the concept that you need, that you hold from tam keiker. And that's so that because if Tom Kinker didn't exist, then why would you ever have to kasher pot? It's just Tom. You're not eating the ban. So the answer is that Tom Kinker, that having the Tom is sufficient. Having the time is sufficient. So that's another mucker. And then we have another mucker. So we have, what do we have? We have Mishras. We have the Hekshar Kalim. And now take a look on page 7. What's the din of Yikdash? Says Rashi, Lios Kamola. She psuli paslu, imksheir yochul kachomer. In other words, say for example, so you have a korban that's pasul, but then you cooked it with a korban that's kosher. So now the carbon that's kosher becomes pasul, because the tam from the pasul carbon goes in. Or say you have a carbon chatas and a carbon shlom. A carbon chatas is only eaten for Yom Valayla, one day and one night, but the second day already you can't eat it. A carbon shlom is 2 days and a night in between. So if you cook the carbon chatas with the carbon shlomim, so now the carbon shlomim is limited to only to a day and a night, because the tam of the carbon chatas went into the shlomim. And that's the same idea. So, but if you didn't hold the din of Tav Kikr, then you wouldn't have this halacha of Yikdash, that whatever is mochamer, if one korban is limited in its time, and the other korban is not, so now the time of the goes into the other, that's going to make it more chomer. What? No. They don't have to be touching, as long as they were cooked together. Say you had it cooked in a pot, right? So they're not necessarily touching, but they were cooked in a pot. The tam, when you're cooking something, the tam goes out of one and into the other, even if it wasn't technically touching. So that's his din of Yikdash. And that's the Gemara here in Tzvachim on Tzadi Zayin of Adayz on page 8. Says the Gemara, Yikdash, Vios Kamoa, Haketzer Impsulahu Tipasel, Impsheruhu. Tochal kechomer shabbat. That if it's pasul, then the other korban is going to become pasul. And it's sheira, but the other korban has a more chomer, like it's a chatas. So first of all, a chatas is only eaten in the azara. It's not eaten in all of Yerushalayim, and it's only eaten for one day and a night. And shlom is eaten 2 days, and it's eaten in all of Yerushalayim, not just the azara. So whichever is more chomer, now the other korban gets that chomer. So in psulot tipasim kshera tochal kechomer shabbat. So that's the din of yikdash, and that's the yisod of tam keikar. And then okay, so those are the makoros. We got a nice amount of makoros. You have mishras, you have yikdash, you have guli akum. Well, we'll see. Is Basa B'Cholov also a mucker? So yes and no, because Basa B'Cholov, is Basa B'Cholov a good mucker? What would you say?
I think it has extra dinim that wouldn't necessarily apply to every other case of Taharos necessarily.
What do you mean?
As in, like, there is a special ister of Basar B'Cholov that wouldn't necessarily apply to other kinds of not kosher foods.
In other words, Basar B'Cholov, what you mean to say is the following. Basar B'Cholov, the whole ister is only because the time of the Basar goes into the Cholov, the time of the Cholov goes into the Basar. That is the ister. So, of course, there's Tam Kikar over there. But that's the whole ister, is only because one went into the other. But here, by Nevela, I would say maybe I have to eat the nevela itself. In other words, my basar b'cholov, that is what basar b'cholov is. That there's basar b'cholov and one and cooked together, and therefore each one became asr. So, but that's no raya that that should apply to a situation where the isr is not because of the union. By basar b'cholov, the isr is the union between the basar b'cholov. And if there's no union, so of course you have to have. But that, if I only had the din of Tam Ki Iker by Basa B'cholav, I would say, of course, it's only that's how you create Basa B'cholav. But Nevela, you don't create it based on Tam. Nevela, you create it because it became a Nevela. And now I think you have to eat the Nevela itself, but not, you know, but if you cook the Nevela with potatoes and you just eat the potatoes, Mehechi Tasi. So that you need a better mocker, then Basa B'cholav is not going to do the job to prove, you know, because and basar b'cholov is chiddush. There are a lot of reasons, but it's true that basar b'cholov is based on tam ki ikar, but that could be a localized thing because the whole way of creating basar b'cholov is only through tam ki ikar. Okay, so then there is another gemara about. This is the famous sugya called Ozro B'Shela. That Zot Taras Hanazir Biyom Pes 9 Biyom Malos Yimei Nizra Yovi Oso Pesach Olmoy Vikriv Is Karmar Hashem Kevitz Men Shosot Tomi Echad Olav Kavsa Achaz Mashnosa Tomi Malchat Tzvaylach Tomi Shlomi. So what do you do? So it's the Torah says that the Nazir, when he's becoming Tahor, has to bring these different korbanos, right? So one of the things is he has to bring a ayal. It's an ayal, Yaseh Zevach Shlomim, page 10. Hashem, Asal Matzah, etc. So, Pasuk Yutes, it says, V'kacha Kohen is a Zrom Shelem in a ayal. So he has to take the zroa, the arm of the aisle, and he cooks it in a pot with the rest of the aisle. So what's the story over there? The zroa is given to the kohen. And it was only eaten by the Kohen. The rest of the aisle is eaten by even Israel. Right? That's the Bible. The Korban Shlomim. The Shlomim, part of it is going to the Kohen, part of it's going to the Bible. So the question is, so what you're doing is basically you're taking this aisle and you're cutting it up and you're cooking the zroa with the rest of the. So what's happening here? So you're putting yourself into a lot of problems because the zroa could only be eaten by the kohen. So I would think for sure you shouldn't cook that with the rest of the aisle, which is going to be eaten by the bialim, because then the tam of the zroa is going to go into the rest of the thing, which is eaten by the bialim, and now it's going to have a tam iser from the what? From the zroa, which is only the kohen. Yet there's a gzeris takos of zroa b'shela that you're supposed to cook the zroa with the rest of the animal. So if you take a look here, page 11, it's already Ches and Barala from the bottom. Amar Avchiyah, Ba'aba, Amar Avishu, Ba'levi, Vishu, Ba'kapar, Kol Yishim, Shabbatar, B'shishim. All these Yisur, Shabbatar, is Batal, B'shishim. Amar Lefan, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yata, Omer, Kain, Hachi, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Avishu, Ba'levi, Vishu, Ba'kapar, Kol Yishim, Shabbatar, B'meyah. The other sheet is B'meyah. And he says that, in other words, you need Shishim to be Mevatel, or do you need Meya to be Mevatel? So the Gemara says It's based on this pasuk of Zerah B'Sheila. The Chesiv Lachacha Kohen is at Zerah B'Sheila. The Tanya B'Sheila, Ein B'Sheila El Shleima. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer Ein B'Sheila El Shizbashla Ima Ayel. So one opinion says that B'Sheila just means Shleima. The other opinion says that no, B'Sheila means you cook it. You cook it with the rest of the aisle. So the Kuli Alba, so the Gemara says, the Kuli Alba had the aisle of Ashima. Everyone agrees you cook it with the rest of the aisle of Zroah. Marasa v'machatek la, v'hadam v'vashel. First you cut off the Zroah, and then you cook it with the rest. The other is first you cook it together, and then you. Or different opinions. One say no, you cook it in two different pots. So what's the idea? So the verse says, "Mando mashishim shavur basar v'atzomus b'hadi basar v'atzomus b'sharavina." Whereas one opinion says the aisle has the meat component of the zroa, the meat component and the bone component. V'ala mashishim. So if you're going to count the meat and the bones of the zroa, connect the meat and the bones of the rest, there's going to be what? There's going to be shishim, and you'll be okay. And the other opinion says, so that's why it's batal b'shishim. That's why it's okay. It's because it's going to be batal b'shishim. Gavlei b'shishim. Man dom rebe meh, asom rebe basa, b'hadei basa, b'sharim. One second. The other opinion says, basa, b'hadei basa, b'sharim. But the other opinion says, no, the bones don't count. And you only, because the bones are not roi lachilos, the bones don't count. So all you do is you count the meat of the aisle, can I get the meat of the zroa, can I get the meat of the rest? And then that'll be meya. So Tosis points out, and that this whole drasha, this whole halacha, of this sugi of Zerah B'Sheila is only an asmach, because basically it's mim b'mino. The whole concept of tam ki ikir is bim b'she'in b'mino. Whereas the whole idea of tam ki ikir is I take a piece of meat and then I cook it with potatoes. So meat and potatoes have different tastes to it. Different name, different taste, has everything different. So if you want the potato to be kosher, that's to be that the potato is shishim times the meat. So over here, the Gemara says that the reason why it's kosher is because of the Zerah B'Sheila, there was the rest of the animal. So the problem is you're cooking together the part of the kahuna with the part of the Yisrael. Now you're going to mess up the part of the Yisrael because Yisrael is not a Kohen. How is he going to be able to eat it? So the answer is they're shishim. But what do you need shishim for? Shishim is only by mim b'she'in amino. I mean, shishim be the rice. Because it did the rabbanon of shishim, that they would go there, mim b'mino atu mim b'she'in amino. But this is a pasuk in Chumash that's saying you need shishim. So what do you need shishim for? It's mim b'mino. Mim b'mino mi the rice is batal barov. So why does the Gemara say that the reason why it's mutter but by the Zerah B'Sheila of the Zerah Hanazir is because it's mim b'mino, because it's shishim. Shishim doesn't exist midaraisa by mim b'mino. It's only mim she'en amino, and this is mim b'mino. The Zerah and the rest of the animals both the same species, the same thing. It's both meat. Sure, it's tarovus because you're cooking it together. Whenever you cook something, that's a tarovus. Because
even though it's totally nigger.
No, but the tarovis is not going to, the tam is not going to be nikkur, because the tam of the meat is going to infiltrate the other meat, or the tam of the meat is going to infiltrate the potato.
Does everyone agree with this tosfos that it's just not tam? That's what's very reasonable.
Right. Yeah. I mean. Partial pshat. I mean, maybe there could be some other whatever, but the simple pshat is that's the partial pshat. Lav drasha gemurahi lemelav mina leini mimim sheinu mina dam kiga derais dam mimim mina hu derais. But you can't say this is teaching you the din of tam ki ikar, because this is mimim mina, and so it's only an asmachta. So that's the partial pshat. That's the partial pshat.
And that's why this is just brought up
inside. Yeah, this is the push-up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that is the okay. So the question is like this. What Shaila is all these halachas. Now the simple chart seems to be that if it's min b'sheinu mino, so that's then it's tam kikar, it's a din d'oraisa. I mean, we have more than one pasuk, so it seems that multiple psukim. So it seems to for sure it's a din d'oraisa. So what's the other sheet? Because there's a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam where the tam kikar is midoraisa or tam kikar is midraban. Rashi Shita is the whole idea of Tam Ki Iker is only a din the Rabban. What? Tam Ki Iker, yeah, Bechul, yeah. So that's what we're talking about in most cases. Yeah, yeah. So if you take a look. Take a look here in the Gemara. Take a look on page 12. So the Gemara says, like this. Rava Amar, two lines in the bottom. Lo nitzvcha lo tam ki ikar. So says Rashi. Lo si tam kimlon da osa bekotshim ki ikar mamasho shalissa. Amar so katani zelo muti shak kotshim. Vafalchul no shape gamin mi leil mei vishishim ta kimlon beachmer yamin mahatos da batli berub. Fidim yachol hachmer lo liktil el mameya. So Rashi says it's this din of Rava. Rava says that maybe Tam Ki Iker is only by Kachim. And Midaraisa, for everything else, is Rava sufficient. Meaning, say for example, I have a potato. The potato is the size of 2 kazaisa. Then I cook it with a meatball the size of a kazais. Both will cool. So Rashi's So Rashi's shita is that Rashi's shita is that once you have rov, that's all you need. And the fact that you need shishim, my mim of she'en amino, is only a din d'rabban. It's the whole concept of shishim, because why? Because once you have rov, you see, if you don't have Rove, then you don't have Bittel. You don't start to speak about Tom. You see, let me say it this way. Say, for example, I have one kazayas of a potato and one kazayas of a meat, treif meat, and I cook it together. So now we say that this ke'ilu kazayas of meat in the potato, even though the potato is a kazayas, but now the we said like it infiltrates. Like a ke'ilu, there's an intense amount of tam in the. So that's not called tam. That's called ke'ilu, that's like a be'et. In other words, if you have such an intense tam, where you don't even have rove against it, we don't even view that as tam. We view that as super tam. And super tam is like it's a be'et. Even though it's not really a bed, because the end literally means you can see it. So you can't see it. So if you would eat this potato, according to Rashi, when there's, so you would be violating an issur d'oraisa. And once there's rove, then it's batel, right? And then after Rove is finished, then we speak about the concept of Tam. Because Tam means it's Tam and not Be'ed. But until you have Rove, you're still dealing with the Be'ed. Ki'ilu. And therefore, after you have, but if you have Rove, but you don't have Shishim, that's when Tam Ki'ikir kicks in. You have Rove, but you didn't have Shishim. So then that's the din of Tam Ki'ikir. So Rashi says that Tam Ki'ikir is only din Rabban. The requirement, once you have Rove, the requirement that you still need Shishim in the potato, connected the meat, in order for you to eat the potato, because it was cooked with the treif meat, is only a din Rabban. It's only a din Rabban. That's the sheet of Rashi. I didn't. Yeah, one second. And the sheet of Tosus, as we're going to say, is that no, that the concept of Shishim is a din d'oraisa, and therefore, once it's the min machine amino, it's not sufficient to have Rove. But once there's Rove, then we speak about Tam. And Tam is a d'oraisa. Because if you don't have Rove, then there's no. We don't even discuss time yet. We're not yet in the, because we're still dealing with Ki'ilu it's a be'et. But let me read it inside. Tam Ki'ikir, no sin tam kim lo da'osir b'kachim. So Rava says, no sin tam is only a din by kachim. Ki'ikir ma'masha shal isa. V'ham melsa katani zel l'mutei shar kachim. V'chulin, shaper gamrina minei l'mei v'shishim. And we learn from Kotchim to Chulin, Midrabanan, that you should use Shishim Umeya. Dan Kimlon, Ma'achare Rabin Mahatos, the bodily Beruba. So you need, in other words, Achare Rabin Mahatos teaches me the din of Rove. The Alfina Mehachal Hachmi, the Liptil Ela Bemeya. And so the Chiddush is, you need either Meya or Shishim. Varava Laisla. He holds that there's no such thing. So we only have the din of Rove. Can the farish for Ozil be the Raisa, Beruba Batel? It will be the Rabbanan. It's only a din be the Rabbanan. And then he quotes you the Gemara of Orazara. And there's, what about the Gemara of Nazir and Mishras? The Seal of Lion and Mara is right. Asmachta Baal Mehu. It's only an Asmachta. The whole Nazir of Gule Akam based Suvim Bom Kecha.
Because normally when you have two halachas, so you would think that makes it stronger. We say, no, it makes it weaker. Because if there are two halachas, shnei ksuvim, and boim kecha, that teach you the same halacha, so you would think it makes it stronger, it makes it weaker, because why you need two psukim? You should have had just one pasuk and learned everything else. The two psukim are teaching only these two cases. but not more. So that's why the Gemara says Shnei Ksuvim Mam Kechad Ein Melamdim. So that's how Rashi is explaining Rav Vashita, that you need Rav Midaraisa to be Batal, and then after that you need Shishim Midrabanan, but only Midrabanan, because all the whole idea of Tam Ki Iker is only an Asmachta. One second, and that's the that's Rashi Shita within this opinion of the Gemara.
So according to Rashi, when Mino would have Shishu, that would be there's no other Mino, Mino, they don't mean it's only Dervan in the first place.
Okay.
Is that correct? That Rashi would say that there's no such thing.
Of, I mean, if you have min b'mino, according to Rashi, would be a like a gzera. Yeah, if you hold it to the rabbanon, it should only apply, right. In other words,
ultimately, Rashi is going to ask it. But within those
who
think maybe
it was about
Rashi,
that same. Right. I mean, yeah. So right. So it would be a derabanan. In other words, even b'mim b'shein amino, but that's Tam Ki Iker. We have to see the Chavos Das in the sugya of Basa Shma Basa Taima to ascertain what you just asked. So wait for that. You have to see the Chavos Das. Okay, that's the sheet of Rashi, and the other Rishonim disagree. Take a look at Rush on page 13. Take a look in the Rush. Page 13. Rava Omar Lo Nitzuch El Tam Ki Iker Degav Bikotchim Osim Hakashon Peres Shras Nozim Kaim Lo Osim Bikotchim Ki Iker Only by Kotchim. Avol Chul and Shaper Gaminin Mev Shisha Kaim Lo Mechrem Adli Mechachol. So that's, he quotes the Rashi. And then, page 14, the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ki Iker Bim B'Shein Aminu D'Oraisa. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is the Bim Aminu D'Oraisa. But the Rush, so that means if I'll cook, say I have a potato, which is a kazai, say I have a potato that's two kazais, right? And I cook it with a piece of meatball that's one kazais, right? So according to Rashi, when you cook them together, so midaraisa, you could eat the potato because you have rov, you have two to one. You don't have 60 to 1, you have 2 to 1. Either abundant, you can't eat. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you eat the potato is what? It's a kazayas. It's say, 2 kazayas. And the meatball is 1 kazayas. And now I just eat the potato. So I violate the rice. But let me ask you a question. What if you just eat 1 kazayas of the potato? Do you get malchus? What would you say?
Yeah. You should, because the minimum shiur of isur is 1 kazais, isn't it?
Right, but when I eat a potato, right, which was cooked with meat, and I'm only eating 1 kazais, am I eating a full kazais of isur? No. So Pashas is, it's like Chatzishir. Because by the fact that I have a potato and I have a tam inside, even though it's not batel, but the whole thing is not what? Is not treif meat. I'm still eating potato. And I'm only eating 1 kazayis. So that means that 1 kazayis is shared by tam basar and what? And potato. So one second. So therefore I didn't eat a shear. But the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, if you look carefully, is Peirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Kiger, Tkevish and Osir Nisut Tam Nepach Kulo Lios Osir Velokin, Alav Kizayis Ki Ilu Haya Kulo Isir. So Rabbeinu Tam says, even if I eat just one kezias, and that one kezias is clearly shared by potato and treif meat, but I only ate one kezias, and so we say that the heter is nishapik, because any time that I eat a piece of the potato, a margish tam baser in every bite of potato. So even though I'm eating potato, but every potato has tam baser in it. So the mela, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is the way the Rush presents it. The way the Rush presents it is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is not only shishim, it's the deraisa that if you don't have shishim, it's not batel. But that's one part of the Chiddush. But the other part of the Chiddush is, let's say I have 2-to-1 ratio. I don't have, right? Oh, so I have 2-to-1 ratio. Well, I'm going to get it. Eat one kezias, I get malchus. Because even though I'm not eating a full kezias of treif, but the answer is you are. Because every part of potato that you eat, you magish tam basar. So it's as if you ate a kezias of treif meat. Even though in reality, you didn't eat a head of treif, but the tam infiltrated that whole kezias. So it's this hapech, the heter is this hapech liosis. Wait, one second. Okay, so I just wanted to say that out. Right, Ellie, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I don't understand. Didn't we say that even with the N, neither Raisa, Chad, or Trey is about down? Why is Tom Kicker worse than that? Like we said, McDonald's and McDonald's, you're right. 2-in-1, and you mix them together. So that's about the neither Raisa. And I was saying, if you have Tom, one of going in, that's not about them.
Because Tom is a new Easter.
It's even worse.
It's worse, exactly. That's why we learned these 5 psukim today, to teach you that it's worse.
That's even worse than that.
It's worse than that.
Yeah,
because, well, let me say it like this. First of all, when you eat those 3 pieces, right, McDonald's, McDovitz, so when you're eating the McDovitz one, McDovitz is McDovitz.
There's no
time. Right. But here, every iota that you eat, your magish tam basa, and therefore, you have to eat it. You don't have to eat a kezias of tam of meat. You have to eat a kezias alone. And even though that clearly that kezias is not totally meat, because you're eating potato also, and you're only eating a kezias, so the kezias is sharing the tom potato and the tom, it's also tom potato and also tom meat. So the mela, but that's the chiddush, says the Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll see, not everyone agrees with this Rabbeinu Tam, and not everyone agrees that Rabbeinu Tam ever even said it. That's even a bigger chiddush. But the way we have to learn is we first have to read it kipshuto, and then we can see this. Can you argue this? But that's a progression of how that you learn. But this is the Pasha Pshad, whatever the Rosh says, right? You read it. He says, this happened. Kevish and Osam Tam Isser Tam Heter, Nebach Kulu Yos Isser, Lokin Lov Kazayas, Ilu have a Kulu Isser. Yeah, Moshe?
What's the
longest
behind this
Rabbeinu
Tam? Is it that the potato now is it like a potato?
Look like a potato.
It has full din of from the Bela. Or is it the pshat that I'm doing a maisa achila with a tam of iser, and so therefore it's, you know, I'm going to be malach for the maisa achila with a part of the tam of iser?
Because the maisa, you're eating a kezias, and every bite that you take in that kezias, you're margish tam of.
Of that. So the potato is still a potato, but I'm doing my stuff. That's how you want to say
See,
it.
If you want to say it that way, you can say it that way. In other words, because you're eating a kezias of food,
And every bit of that kazayis, you're being margish a tam of basar. You could say it that way. You could say it differently, you know. But in other words, the other way to say would have been that there was the Rashi saying, weren't you had Rav Tolia did the Rabbah? The other way to say, if we wouldn't have had the second part of the Chiddush of Rav Tam, he would have said that it's not really, you're only eating one kazayis. So and that one kazayis is being shared with potato. So then maybe the Pasha Pshat should be that you're violating an Issa Daraisa of Chatzis Shir. We didn't talk about Rabbi Yochai. I don't know Rabbi Yochai. Never heard of him.
Rabbi.
But the Chiddush of what Rabbi Natam supposedly says is that Heter is hapech. Just like we said, it's idea. Of, but that could be the simple shot, yeah.
So what about the fact that we had in the very beginning that the Mekam of Mekavit, that all three of them together in one place? Why? Was that it?
No, so if you're going to eat it, if you
eat all three together.
To the time that you cook it, it's not. First you have the Tarobis, last time you're on the third, then
in other words, right. In other words, they're all the same time, and now you have the Tarovis Chabitray, and now it's all mutter.
Even though you have time,
you know, it's the same time. Before you cook it, it's the same time. It's the same time. There's the assumption of the whole example I was giving you with the McDonald's McDonald's is that it's all the same taste.
Meaning all hamburgers.
All hamburgers, taste of hamburger. If it would be different, then it would be different.
So, meaning if you had a case where you don't know what you got from which place, but you know that you got one chicken sandwich, one duck sandwich, and one.
Right, so that's a good place.
So then you would have a problem for time.
That might be a problem. Yeah, that's the first thing that might be called.
Right. Yeah, so. You're saying, well, but the simple shot is that there's no time difference, it's all the same taste.
Rabbi?
This is a fundamental machlokas here. Yeah, Abraham?
This taste that we're talking about, is it like you actually have to be able to taste it? Or what if you can't actually taste it? What if you put in spices in there that you wouldn't be possible to taste any difference from this isser, you know, like also like from the kalim of the goyim, lemaisa, you can't taste anything from the pots, you know.
No, so what you're saying, Aram Levitz, is see, you lived in the modern century where the blias are not harder to understand how it works, blias in pots. Because we have different types of pots and different types of things, so it's more. But in those days, a pot really fully absorbed. You know, before your time, before my time.
Speaking of modern era, someone has COVID. They don't
taste the pot. Who had a piece of Sitter wrote a piece about. Bala matzah yatza, because when you need tam matzah, what if he has COVID? Yeah, but the simple shot is that it means that had you been, in other words, you don't say, oh, you have COVID, so now you can eat even without shishim. Another way, you don't need shishim because you have COVID. So shishim is tam. So yeah, bottle barov sufficient. All COVID people, bottle barov sufficient.
Yeah,
no, that's something. That's
not saying if you don't eat shisha, you want your own. In this hypothetic, when you say, you're trying to say,
no, 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 because his chumra is not about time. It's not, no, we wouldn't say such a thing. Because once Chazal will convey the shir, or if the Torah was convey the shir, that this is what most normal people have. So this guy has COVID, he can't taste. We're not going to say, therefore, he doesn't. It's going to be bottled baroth. It's a good couch here.
And can a normal person, though, discern in the potato that it tastes like meat that was cooked inside also? I mean, when you eat, let's say when you get a cholent, obviously it gets a taste from the entire cholent. Like, when you eat the potato, you've got two identical cholents. One had meat in it and one didn't. Be the potato. Is there any way you're going to taste, oh, this potato is cooked in a meat cholent versus a non-cholent?
Sure.
No.
It would have a flavor of meat.
We do eat a potato and taste some flavor of meat.
In cholent?
You're able to discern
it from a potato? It tastes like a regular potato.
In a cholent, if you have two cholents, one cooked in with meat, one cooked without, you'd be able to tell which is meat, which is not meat, just on the potato?
You have to be able to tell that this is the meat one, or you have to be able to tell that, there's a different flavor.
You can, you see with that different flavor was meat, but
right. If you put it bones, it's just a change. If you put open, it's just a change of flavor.
Rabbi, I think we should try to make two different kinds of cholent, like Daniela, and we should see is there a difference in the taste of the potatoes?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, potatoes get a taste, but like it doesn't really. Like we said the other day, we spill milk. A potato doesn't absorb all the milk that's spilled on it. You get some of the taste,
yeah.
But like, doesn't mean the potato now doesn't taste like potato. Tastes like meat potato, as opposed to.
Okay, we'll speak more about that. But that's the simple shock. That's the simple shock that we're going to have a halacha that some. The question is whether you say you have a person, a guy that can taste for you. Say you didn't have shisha. But you have a guy who tastes the potato and says there's no meat. So the Rambam sheet is that's good enough. But it was getting a guy to taste it. If a guy tastes it, he says he doesn't taste any meat, then well, it's not meat. So we have to see. There is, again, as I always tell you, there's a progression in how I present everything to you. So a lot of times you're thinking of good questions, but we're not ready to address those questions yet because they must further on and there's a logical sequence. Right, and everything that we're doing to hopefully once we get to the finish line, then you'll understand everything. Basically. But this is the famous machlokes, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Rabbeinu Tam is saying a multiple chiddush. He's not saying that only that it's not batel, but that heter is this hapech. So okay, so as I say, we're getting our feet wet now with Tam Kikir. Tam Kikir is one of the fundamental sugyas in the Darovas. So, but first you have to understand what Chad Betray is, and then everything is in an order. So hopefully by the end, you'll understand everything. Okay, it's good to see you all. Okay.